In response to Premier Horgan's comments to critics of old-growth forests to get a life, I am Indigenous and I would respond to the Premier to get on with the agenda when it comes to First Nations plight in this country. First Nations have been fighting with government for over 100 years to have a seat at the table with government when industry gains access to their traditional lands. This fell on deaf, mute politicians until climate change hit the current critical stage. Courtroom fights have been going on with politicians since the land was stolen from the original inhabitants. British Columbia introduced the modern-day treaty in 1993 and out of 221 individual First Nation communities, only 7 accepted. The Lidley Tena First Nation voted no twice. Government ignored our shared territories by attempting to negotiate away the rights of smaller bands. We see this with the Wet'suwet'en Territory. This may be the same case with territories where old-growth forests exist, so we shouldn't take the words of a politician as fact. Many First Nations are now asking to be included at the table to deal with climate change. Government's response is to allow access to stolen land and allow chief and councils to sign deals with industry to right the colossal failure of government to provide a better life from land once rich in resources, to create an economy to fix the problem government created. Why? It makes government shine like they are dealing with climate change, while it demonizes First Nations who allow industry to extract resources that impact climate by cutting old timber or mining and drill, baby, drill. Premier Horgan shares a different style of tilly hat and needs to get a life when it comes to climate change and government-imposed challenges to First Nations trying to address their historical failures. Now that he has decided to retire from politics, we hear truth and honesty in his disparaging comments. Welcome to a glimpse of the First Nation people's life in Canada. Joanne Berezanski, Victoria.